Verulam Sports.
Hello again, and welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting with your host, Tony Rice. Now, I'm going to tell you, I am already enthused. I cannot wait for this coming Sunday, the 25th of July. I'm going to be personally at the Warren, and I know if you can make it down, you're going to want to be there. It's going to be an epic kickoff at three event. Is there anything other than an epic kickoff at three event? But of course, this is all in aid of DKMS and Aya Lloyd seeking her angel to explain all about that and how you could perhaps be her angel, how you could perhaps save Aya's life and many others. We are privileged tonight to be joined not only by the main man from Kickoff at Three, Michael Wallace, but also Brunda Lloyd, the mother of Aya, an angel in her own right. Welcome both. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for having us. Privileged, as always, to be on this wonderful show of yours, Verulam Sport. Thank you, Tony.
Michael, listen, it's an honour and a privilege. I am so delighted to see how much of a juggernaut Kickoff at Three is and will continue to become. However, I always like to give a bit of a context here because I'm aware that we get new listeners all the time, Mr. Wallace. So if somebody is just fresh to us, maybe's never encountered yourself or Kickoff at Three before, just briefly, remind me and put that individual in the picture of exactly what Kickoff at Three is all about.
Yes, Kickoff 3 is an initiative set up by myself, Michael Wallace, and amazing man he is Ashley Levin. I'm a serving police officer within the Met Police. I work in Southwark, Lambeth. Ashley is a London bus driver. Big up to all the bus drivers out there, I must say. We set this up voluntary outside our own day jobs. And the whole relationship is about giving young people opportunities, but most importantly, raising key awareness of multiple charities around the country. And we do this not just through football, but we do it through cycling, running, basketball.
Hey, Swim Off at Three is coming our way pretty soon, Michael.
And we've got Swim Off at Three being launched this weekend as well. So we do music events as well. It's an olive branch of many directions. And we've been running it voluntary now for the last 4 years. And like I said, it's a bit of a juggernaut. It's grown. And this is where we're passionate and humble to support Aya Lloyd and family this coming Sunday, the 25th of July.
Absolutely. That is the big one. I can't wait to learn more about that with Brunda just a second. But Michael, just coming back though, because what's been astonishing for me is just the sheer will, the energy, the commitment that you and the team at Kickoff at Three put in. Because as you mentioned, 100% not-for-profit, 100% just voluntary. Your energy is astonishing. But it's been amazing, Michael, how you managed to keep things flowing in these challenging times of the COVID-19 era. So I guess last weekend, another event football-wise. And of course, this coming Sunday, the 25th, another one. Must be nice to get back to something approaching normality for you guys.
Oh, most definitely, Tony. Myself, Ashley, the team. And I must say, a team, a really extended team. I must say a personal thank you to two amazing young ladies, Sel and Christiana in Towerhamps and Hackney, who delivered Kickoff 3 for the very first time 2 weekends ago. And it was an amazing event. And those young people that played in the tournament, they will be supporting this Sunday. They'll be taking part. So, you know, where we form new relationships, new partnerships and really friendships. And it's about that legacy, how we can work together to support people like Aya and family and other patients that are in need. So it's about working together. So we're very grateful for all the support we've been given to deliver this tournament ahead of us or this coming Sunday.
and I can barely wait to be there. But as you rightly say, Michael, the onus is on fun of uniting communities, and it's a blessing to just get to know you and what you're all about. But as important as all of that is, and it's crucial, as you rightly identify, the focus of the onus here is on building bigger awareness. And obviously we're seeking, aren't we, Aya's angel. So to bring in now, Brundi Lloyd, the mother of Aya, I had a real honor quite recently, just a little while back, to speak to your partner, Gerard. And he spoke obviously with such passion about this circumstance. But, you know, I've been really lucky myself, so privileged I am, to have the blessings of health, happiness, and a great, great mother and father. So I just would love, if you don't mind, from the mother's perspective, talk to me about the emotions that you must have been working with when you had, when you discovered, of course, that Aya needed this support at this time.
Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for letting me talk about Aya. She's an amazing 12-year-old young lady. We're very proud of her, how she's dealing with this condition known as aplastic anemia. And thank you so much to Michael and Ashley, who through Kickoff for Three are allowing us, bringing the awareness of Aria's condition to so many people, and with all the football teams that will be appearing on the day, on the 25th of July, will be absolutely amazing. Aya was diagnosed last year in July with the condition called aplastic anemia, and it's a blood disorder which affects the bone marrow, which makes important cells in the body. And this is a life-threatening condition, and it's turned our whole life upside down. It's involved lots of hospital appointments, lots of blood transfusions, platelet transfusions. Aya loves football. She's very sporty, netball, hockey. All of those have come to a standstill, unfortunately, due to this condition. And hopefully we are on the search for a blood stem donor. And the scary thing is that every 20 minutes, somebody in the UK is diagnosed with some blood disorder, maybe leukemia, some form of lymphoma. And so we have found that there's only 2% of the population in the United Kingdom are registered on these cell donor sites.
Just repeat that to me one more time, because this is the thing, isn't it? The probability of locating that crucial angel here is obviously going to be diminished if it's just so small. Was it 2% only?
Yeah, absolutely. There's only 2% of the population that are registered. And considering that in this COVID time, we've been given figures of 65 million in this country, 2% is very, very tiny. And the problem is, our daughter is of mixed ethnicity. Yes. I'm Asian, and my daughter and my husband is English. So Aya comes from a pool, from a mixed environment, which is making it so difficult, because it is, we found that it's, there's only 20% chance of finding a donor from that pool if you're of mixed origin, Black, Asian.
So that overall figure, that limited figure of just 2%, I guess, does it get even increasingly narrow given that need for that particular match?
Absolutely. And it's basically donors from minority ethnic backgrounds make up only 13% of the UK stem cell register. And because Black, Asian or ethnic minority patients need to have more varied tissue, there is even more specific needs required by the donor than for a white person. So, which is really sad to know. So we never thought our daughter would be afflicted with this condition. And I pray that nobody else does. It's a very rare condition. It occurs one in a million. And so with our awareness being put out there of Aria's need, we want more people of our ethnic backgrounds, Black, Asian, mixed ethnicity, to join the stem cell register. So children of this background, adults as well, will have an opportunity to find a donor, and a donor can change somebody's life around completely. So
just on this, I guess this is a cultural thing. Is there just that sense of uncertainty about the needles, the fear of what it represents, and is that heightened in this sort of the diaspora, the cultural differences that we're discussing here?
Yes, I think you're right. You've hit it up the nail on the head. There is a cultural problems there, which I think we have to bring awareness to. Mm-hmm. I think, and I think the concept of the donation scares mm-hmm. a lot of people.
Yeah.
They think it is going to be extremely dangerous, and they don't want to get any get transmissible diseases. And I mm-hmm. think that frightens a lot of people. And the knowledge of not knowing how it's done. Mm-hmm. inhibits people from joining the register, and it's a really simple procedure.
This is the key, isn't it? It's about raising people's awareness about changing these myths. Just can you educate me here, because I'd really like to at least I will tick the box white British, but nevertheless I think that we need to overall change that tragically low figure of 2%, and you know, we can only do our little thing. Now the thing that struck me, and I'd love you if you could just educate me a touch here, I have tattoos. Does that preclude me from being a donor, or would that still be something that I could utilize and, you know, get out there and become a donor here?
You can become a donor. There's two main charity organizations in the United Kingdom. One is Anti Nolan and DKMS. And on Kiko3, we are working with DKMS for the awareness program. Now, you'll be aged between 17 to 55 to be a donor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in within that age range, fit and healthy, you are able to donate. And it involves really a simple cheek swab.
Okay.
And the process involves registering online,
mm-hmm.
hitting the DKMS website. You'll get a little envelope through the post.
Mm-hmm.
You will open the envelope. You'll do a cheek swab. You'll put the cheek swab back into the envelope and post it back out again. It's a free post. So there's no charge. What then happens is that cheek swab is then processed in a lab, and your data, your genetic data, is then held in a database. And if you are fortunate and you are able to save somebody's life, then you will get a phone call, because you will be matching up with the requirements needed for that particular donor.
Well, you have really educated me here, because I was laboring under a whole heap of misapprehensions, and I will 100% before Sunday make sure that I'm on that site and just doing what's necessary. Again, would you please educate me and also those listening of the best website for DKMS, please?
Yes, you can hit the if you hit the DKMS website is www.dkms.org, and you can ARIA, and then that will hit it, and also Anti Nolan as well. They are both amazing charities. Both have helped us in our struggles to find ARIA's angel, and we are hoping that the more people that sign up, the sooner we can find. We've had a check done about in January for ARIA for a stem cell donor. And it's a worldwide search, because the database is worldwide. You could be matching somebody else in another country.
Yes.
And unfortunately, out of 34 million, there was nobody matching ARIA. So it is quite scary that there is no match in such a vast number of people. But the more we sign up, that pool gets bigger. And we give people, like ARIA, more hope of a better life and changing their life around.
We seriously are encouraging you, if you're listening to this, to sign up. Just do your due diligence, but it does sound like a very simple procedure. And the long and the short of it is, you could be Arya's angel. You could be somebody else's. You could literally, by just giving a little swab, become a life saviour. And I don't think we can ask for more than that in this thing called life. Michael, I want to just swell it back though to kick off at 3 coming up this Sunday. I can barely wait to be there. We've spoken about the juggernaut, Michael, but unless I'm mistaken, this one once again raising powerful awareness of DKMS and the amazing Arya Lloyd is, I think, the biggest, Michael. The juggernaut keeps rolling. I mean, what, we got like 20 odd teams, maybe a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, we've had overwhelming response, you know, and I think so many people want to help the cause.
Yep.
You know, Kicker Free, what we do, we lay the platform, but everybody's been empowered, inspired by our family, by what Kicker Free do, by, you know, linking in working cohesively. That's the key. Working together, united, in support of each other. You know, we're a family, and we our ethos and our DNA is to continue as a group, as a family. Sunday's looking really, really good. We've got 30 teams.
Wow.
registered. Amazing. That's our record amount of teams. And we've had to turn teams away. We've had about several other teams that we'll be playing until next year if we.
So, I love this, Michael. This has made my night. I can't wait to be there Sunday. I really can't.
So, you know, yeah. So we've got some real team. We've got teams coming as far as Plymouth, in London, Essex, Bedfordshire. Big shout out. I must give a big shout out to Kimberly Lamb and Dee Bailey and all Katrina Lewis, all the great people. You know who they are. Champion the cause in Bedfordshire to help support. And just, you know, everybody's just been so amazing, absolutely amazing. And we've got some key guests attending on the day as well.
I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because one of the things I truly love and admire about you is that you are just doing your wonderful thing and this juggernaut keeps rolling, keeps building. But you're a man with zero ego, zero. It's purely out of love. It's that kind of vision and, you know, mission. But you're right, Michael. You've managed to draw in some fairly big names. Unleash, give us a souchant of who we can expect to see, other than, of course, Tony Rice from Varum Sports.
No, you know, we're all one family. We're all one DNA. A lineup we've got with some amazing lineup. So we have Colin Salmon, amazing.
Yeah.
Starred in 007 films, etc. So we have Colin Salmon. We have Mr. Levi Roots.
Say that one more time, because, you know, that is my favourite all-time entrance to the Dragon's Den, that moment, my word.
Yeah, so, yeah, fantastic, he'll be attending the day. We have Andy Botang, Crystal Palace Scout,
yes,
will be attending. We have Ellen, who's a FIFA representative, and she's been supporting Kicker 3 for a number of years now. We have the legendary first black player to play for Chelsea, Paul Cannaville.
Top man.
He's a top man. We have Marcus Gale, you've interviewed before. Ex-Wimbledon, ex-Watford, ex-Glasgow Rangers.
Hey, Jamaica skipper, Michael.
Jamaica skipper. And I know he's very happy that Brentford, he's an ambassador for Brentford as well as Chicago 3. He's happy that Brentford are in the Premier League now. We have Judith Jacob from EastEnders, Real McCoy, no problem. We've got as one of our guests as well, a senior Met Police officer, Catherine Roper, who will be attending on the day. And you know, we've got some great partners supporting. You know, I could be here all day. The Royal Air Force,
yes.
Ember Designs. The Black Police Association, Isis St. Albans, H&B Contractors, Cassidy and Tate.
Morrison's. The list goes on and on. Michael, it is a juggernaut. But I think, I mean, as you rightly say, we could devote hours just literally just reeling off all the amazing partnerships that you've forged because it is so important. But one of the things there, obviously, in your professional hat as a Met Police officer, is that important connection that the police have. Because I'm excited to see the minute silence, which I know is a characteristic trait of all kickoff at three events. It is, of course, using the power of football here, but other sports to, you know, unite communities. But just give me an idea, Michael, of how important it is for young people to engage through sport like this and see maybe a different face to the police, that maybe sometimes there is that maybe less than positive relationship.
Yeah, certainly, Tony. Part of our blueprint, our ethos, is about the engagement key. Young people feel trusted in the police.
Yep.
Seeing beyond the badge, seeing me as a human being, seeing Ashley as a human being. You know, I'm a father. I have children. I bleed just like them. I cry like them. Mm. But letting young people see that we're human and we care. And I say this, and I say this very honestly, and actually does is we are not a tick box exercise. We are about doing the good. You know, this is not about a photo opportunity. This is not about, this is about the long-term work, supporting great charities, great causes. And I think it's really important that the young people see that you're there for them continually. Yep. So you have to keep producing these events. You have to keep, I'm not saying we're doing it every week because it just won't be able to be possible. But what I'm saying is you'll continue the dialogue, the engagement, the relationships, and there is a legacy left.
I love that you introduced that L word. It is so it's so vital. A lot of people talk about it like confetti, but if you commit to it, then it becomes a meaningful thing, legacy. But I think there, one of the key things, because Michael, I'm terribly privileged. I've been lucky to speak to gold medalists, like you say, Marcus Gale, you know, a whole array of superstar athletes. And the thing that's really fascinated me during this time is that I get really compelled by certain things that you might consider, I don't know, a bit cheesy, but keys to success. And one of them that's coming through, like always, is commitment and consistency. Commitment and consistency. Because I think whatever it is you apply, you need to have that focus, and it's not just a flash in the pan, it is continuous. Just give me an idea from your experiences here with Kickoff at 3, with so many of those star name ambassadors going to be there Sunday, of just how vital you've discovered those two C's, commitment and consistency, to be.
Yeah, I think it's, we know, it's the trust.
Yes.
Trust takes time, takes character, takes resilience. And, you know, we've got the evidence. I can tell you now, young people have messaged us on Instagram and say, when are we coming back to the area? They know I'm a police officer. When would you wouldn't normally get that, you know, and that's me being really, young people don't email. They DM, they Snapchat.
Yep.
I was recently with a young person and he actually showed me his Snapchat and he said, oh, that's you. And there was some video going around of me, you know, in my uniform and so. Yep. But we was having a bit of a fun, and as we would call it in the world, yeah, a bit of banter.
Mm-hmm.
But that's with relationship. But they felt trusted to speak to me on a level and talk to me. So that's what me and Ashley are doing. That doesn't happen overnight. That takes long term work. Mm-hmm. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It takes hours, it takes weeks, months, years, and we're only at the beginning. So we'll continue as a team with that ethos of trust and building relationships.
I just love it, and I just wish you every renewed joy, success and happiness. And I know that you are locked in for this for the long run as the juggernaut continues to build momentum. But bringing back Brunia Lloyd, the mother of Aya Lloyd, we're seeking her angel. It's great to hear, obviously, these other facets to Kickoff at 3, which are truly heartwarming and inspiring. But let's not forget, we are seeking that angel for your wonderful, still remaining positive daughter. Again, just any other final big messages that you would have to those listening who could be Aya's angel?
I just want to say thank you for coming to the event, because everybody come down. It'll be this amazing 30 teams will be there with, and there's Michael and Ashley are going to be there who promoted this amazing event. We're excited to be there. And I hope you have an opportunity to sign on the register, because it's like finding a needle in a haystack. You could be that needle. You could save our daughter. And even if you don't save our daughter, you may save another person.
And just remind me of that currently shockingly low level. And where we need to be.
We are in this population of England, UK, we've only got 2% of the population signed up. And of that percentage, only 13% of that 2% is of black, Asian, mixed ethnicity. And we have a lower chance of 20% chance of that 13% finding somebody. So
Similarly, as Michael said, this requires long-term commitment. We're not going to have a magic wand that's going to change that, but we will do all we can within our ability to change that narrative, to educate, and hopefully to inspire people to get involved. I pledge 100%, Brunia, when I see you on Sunday, that I will be on that register. Most likely, I'll have received in the post the necessaries, okay? I can't wait to be there Sunday. Please, Brunia, before I let you go, would you remind me, those listening, how to engage with DKMS online?
You can to engage with DKMS and with Anthony Nolan, which are the both registered sites. You just have to hit www.dkms, and if you search an ARIA next to it, /ARIA, you will find us, and they will take you to the relevant sites and the relevant register process. But thank you for everybody who has registered, and thank you for everybody who is planning to register. Our family is very grateful for all your support, and we are truly grateful for Kickoff of Three for being there for us and raising the awareness of our situation to everybody there. And we look seriously forward to the amazing football on that day. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to be there Sunday. Michael, in closing, coming to you, because as you've explained, Kickoff at Three doing these tremendous things to raise awareness for such vital causes, to unite communities through on Sunday football. But as you say, Swim Off at Three, can't wait for a few podcasts with that coming up real soon. Cycle Off at Three, we've had basketball. It just carries on going. I love it to death, but it's entirely voluntary. And I know if you could be a partner, if you could be an ambassador, if you could potentially offer some support, then I know it's welcomed. I know it all amounts to a bigger picture. Michael, how can we learn more? How can we engage? How can we support Kickoff at Three?
Yeah, thank you, Tony. Our website is www.kickoff@3.co.uk. Just Google Kickoff of Three. We're on Instagram, Twitter. Yep. People know I'm a bit of a rebel on Twitter. So
honestly, the Olympics coming up, Michael. The Olympics coming up. I think it kicks off on Saturday. I swear to God, if there was an Olympic sport for Twittering, you're representing GB. You're bringing home gold, mate.
you know, I'm active. But you know, this is about pushing out key messages. And it's with myself, Ashley, Tracy Washington, Deborah Thomas. All our team, all our supporters, we just thank you. And I just on closing, there's one person that I really need to thank, other than Brunda and the family and everything. But there's a lady by the name of Vanessa Bob from A Second Voice, who kindly is sponsoring the filming of this event. Brilliant. She kindly reached out and said she wants to help. She'll be there on the day. She's kindly donated and to help finance, because we people know that we haven't got no funding to deliver. And thank you to everybody that's donated, every single person, every penny. Thank you. But Vanessa Bob, love you bad. Thank you very much for coming forward to help us documentate, which will be, I promise you, our hearts. It'll be a very special day.
I can barely wait, Michael. It's just a matter of days away now. Once again, in closing, please hit me up with that crucial Kickoff at Three website, and so we can get involved. And hey, learn more about ARIA, learn more about all the awesome work you guys do. Just remind me again, in closing, Michael, of that crucial website.
Yes, certainly, Tony. It's www.kickoff, all one word, at, as in A-T, Alpha Tango, the number 3, .co.co. Use a bit of police.
I noticed.
Police fanatic there, didn't I?
Michael Wallace. Anybody would think you're a Met police officer, sir.
That's my day job.
It's been an honour and a privilege to be involved in a conversation with you both. I cannot wait to see you both on Sunday. It's going to be a special day. But for tonight, much obliged again. And keep positive, keep well. I know you both will. Many thanks for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.